You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Bay Area shelters and dog rescues are currently closed to the public. So what's happening with all the unhoused dogs? KALW's managing editor David Boyer wanted to find out.
I feel for parents sheltered in place with kids and for couples who never imagine being trapped on a desert island with each other. I've even been gloating a bit about the joys of being single and living alone during the epidemic. But as we enter month two, the deafening silence and utter lack of physical contact is starting to get to me. I know what would help. Studs, my beloved one-eyed Shih Tzu who passed away a year ago. To fill the void, I find myself whittling away hours on Facebook and Instagram.
What?
Looking at Shih Tzu puppies in action.
Who got a bag? Look how pretty.
I recently moved to a no-pet sublet in the Outer Sunset, so adopting is out of the question for now. But it did get me thinking about how shelters and adopters are adjusting to the new reality. In previous times, you know, before coronavirus, if you wanted to adopt a rescue, you'd search Pet Finder or go to a shelter. You'd meet a bunch of pups, fall in love with the one that jumped in your lap, and maybe you'd return a few times before deciding. But like journalism, which is now being conducted largely over Zoom, all that has changed.
I'm Sherry Franklin, and I am the founder and CEO of Muttville Senior Dog Rescue in San Francisco.
As soon as shelter in place was announced, Sherry and her team realized that they needed to close their volunteer-run facility and find foster homes for all of the rescues.
We found foster homes for all 86 dogs within 48 hours.
Then they had to figure out if they were going to continue their adoption program.
And we ultimately decided that we would continue to do safe, no-contact adoptions because really the outpouring of support from our, you know, basic community around here was, hey, I want to help. Excuse me. One second, I've got to get this one dog that's going to be crazy. She has dementia and she gets a little nervous and she cries a little bit. So, okay.
I'm curious, are you seeing an increase in interest? Like, are you seeing in terms of applications?
Oh my God, 300% more applications for adoption. And in fact, because we have so many applicants, we have to screen the applicants because there's not enough dogs to go around.
Beth Cantor and her family passed Muttville's screening.
You know how everybody was panic buying on Amazon? I said, we panic adopt a senior dog.
Beth is an author and a speaker.
And virtual facilitator and trainer.
And now the proud mama of...
of Tigger!
So tell me about Tigger.
Oh, you want to meet Tigger?
Oh, I do want to meet Tigger.
Come on, Tigger. Tigger. There he is.
Hi, buddy.
Say hello. Oh, there was food.
You know, I get it.
Tigger is adorable. I can see why Beth and her family fell for him. But why now?
My kids, who are 18 and 20, they've been wanting a dog forever. And when all this came down, I said, oh, this would be a really good thing to do since this is now the co-working college dormitory. And I thought it could be a good bribe to empty the dishwasher.
But how do you choose a dog virtually and then adopt while staying 6 feet away from another human being?
So the first step in the adoption process is go to the Muttville site and look at the available dogs. And then they set up a virtual adoption meeting. I was impressed because his foster mom was 80 years old and she knew how to use FaceTime on an iPad flawlessly. So we interviewed her and she did all the, you know, put the camera on the dog and we got a real sense of his personality. And we said, yeah, let's do it.
Beth and her family then met Sherry at a park halfway between San Jose and San Francisco.
Everybody was wearing masks except for the dog.
Sherry handed over Tigger and a plastic bag filled with all kinds of doggy necessities.
I was spraying it with Lysol anyway. And we gave air hugs and we brought him home. Tigger's been amazing. He's a really sweet dog. And our family's really grateful that we got him.
Muttville isn't the only shelter that's seeing an uptick in adoptions and fosters. I contacted a half a dozen of them throughout the Bay Area, and every single one has seen a huge increase in interest. But all of the shelters are closed to the public, so like Muttville, they've had to find new ways to do it.
Here's how it's going to work. You're going to speak to a stream of potential love interests. But here's the catch.
You won't ever get to see each other.
The East Bay SPCA has come up with a particularly clever solution, inspired by the hit Netflix dating show, Love is Blind.
Hi, I'm Allison Smith. I'm a yoga teacher, and I live alone, and I'm recently-ish divorced.
Allison had been wanting to adopt a dog for a long time, practically since her last one passed. And then shelter-in-place began.
And all of a sudden, it was like I had this great opportunity to do a lot of training and really, you know, be forced to never leave it.
So she turned to East Bay SPCA specifically because of their Love is Blind approach to adopting.
I like the idea of matchmaking. You can see a picture of a cute puppy and actually have no idea what its personality is like. And I think it's really easy to get attached to an idea of a dog based on its picture, kind of like online dating, right?
She sent in an application, and 2 days later, a woman from the shelter called.
And she was like, I might have a match. And then she interviewed me, you know, and then she told me about the dog. And she's like, does that sound like it might be a good fit? And I was like, I hadn't even seen a picture of the dog at this point in time. I'm like, yeah.
So what was your first impression?
That she was adorable. She ran into the room and like jumped into my lap, and so kind of solidified that this would be a good match. The dog I brought home, I probably wouldn't have inquired about her because she was a little older than the type of dogs I normally adopt. But that's actually been great. I'm gonna see if I can get my little fur baby.
Who do we have there?
Her name, she's being renamed to Juniper.
What was her given name?
It was Jigglypuff.
It's only been a day since Allison brought Juniper home, but even on Zoom, it's clear they're already bonding.
She's definitely like a full-on lap dog. Like, she's sitting on my lap right now. And it feels really comforting. I think, like all of us, there's so much uncertainty that it's really easy to get spun out and in whirlpools of anxiety or fear. And it has been really nice to have something to just take my mind off of it.
Allison will be able to take Juniper to her yoga studio. And Beth, who you met before, works from home. But what about folks who will have to go back to an office after shelter in place is over? I ask Sherry from Muttville.
First off, we are going to be sending out a how-to because all of our dogs, including mine, they're all going to have a significant change when all of a sudden we all go back to work. The other thing is Muttville has been proactive in really talking to each adopter about the commitment they're making and how they see they're going to deal with it so that we can make sure that Muttville dogs anyway will have a better chance of staying in their adoptive homes.
Carolyn Arano from East Bay SPCA, who helped facilitate the match between Allison and Juniper, believes that it's okay if a dog is returned. The time spent in another environment is still a welcomed break from the stresses of shelter life. And I think we can all relate to that. I'm David Boyer for Cross Currents.
David is KALW's managing editor, and if you're interested in adopting or fostering, check with your nearby SPCA or rescue. Find more information at kalw.org.